thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening:
President Robert Mugabe says he will do everything possible to improve the living and working conditions of the country's defense forces, blaming Western sanctions for crippling efforts to adequately remunerate the military.
We will do everything in our power to ensure that our objective of total indigenization, empowerment, development and employment is realized.
Security tightened in Harare as residents wake up to anti-Mugabe graffiti protesting the results of the July 31 national elections.
It is important that history has to be recorded, that in cases where it was clear, where there is compelling evidence, the court chose to be complicit. So it's a two-way, you know, analysis of this whole thing.
Two petitions by Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai seeking to compel the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to produce certain information and materials relating to the conduct of the 31st election will be heard in the High Court tomorrow.
President Robert Mugabe today said his administration will pursue all possible ways to improve the living and working conditions of the country's defense forces, blaming the sanctions imposed on Harare by the West for crippling his efforts to ensure members of the uniformed forces earn better salaries. Ivan Chifera reports from the capital.
Mr. Mugabe saluted members of the uniformed forces for working hard to ensure peace prevailed in the country, regardless of their meager earnings, he said, were being worsened by sanctions imposed on Harare by Britain and their allies. He said this while addressing thousands of people gathered at the National Sports Stadium to mark the Zimbabwe Defense Forces' 33rd anniversary. The president said Zimbabweans should never take the peace they are enjoying for granted, adding the men and women in the defense forces should be adequately remunerated. Yesterday, Mr. Mugabe promised to increase civil servant salaries in a speech to mark Heroes Day. The president said peace-loving Zimbabweans should work with the defense forces to fight what he said were renewed attempts by the country's former colonizer Britain to recolonize Zimbabwe. In apparent reference to the MDC formations, Mr. Mugabe said it is worrying that some locals were working with Western allies to dilute the efficiency of the defense force by calling for security sector reforms.
It is therefore surprising that some misguided fellow countrymen, at the behest of their Western allies, blatantly disregard the good work done by the Zimbabwe Defense Forces in maintaining peace and tranquility in the country. They disguise this by demanding what they call security sector reform, when it is obvious the enemy's real ploy is to dilute the efficiency of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces.
He urged Zimbabweans to work with the defense forces to resist what he says was the enemy's strategy to destabilize Zimbabwe. This year's commemorations were held under the theme Zimbabwe Defense Forces in Defense of National Sovereignty, Social and Economic Development. Mr. Mugabe said the theme was relevant to the new Zimbabwe today as his government moves towards consolidating the gains of independence under the ZANU-PF motto, Indigenize, Empower, Develop and Employ.
The indigenization and empowerment drive will continue unabated in order to ensure that indigenous Zimbabweans enjoy a larger share of the country's resources. Now that the people of Zimbabwe have granted us a resounding mandate in the governance of the country, we will do everything in our power to ensure that our objective of total indigenization, empowerment, development and employment is realized.
He commended Zimbabweans for giving him and his party the mandate to govern for the next 5 years, saying this is a great opportunity for him to complete the indigenization program. Mr. Mugabe thanked the defense forces for their numerous community assistance projects and working with the Zimbabwe Republic Police to curb crime in border areas and the Chiatswa Diamond Fields. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.